My name's Alex James, and I'm joined now by Lisa from Dictionary of Sydney. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Alex. Thank you for asking.
No, of course. I have to make sure that you're comfortable. I mean, you've come all this way into the studio. I have to make sure that you're doing well.
Well, we always love coming in here at the Dictionary of Sydney.
Thank you very much. Now, International Women's Day has just been, so this Dictionary of Sydney is going to kind of reflect that a little bit.
Yeah, that's right, because International Women's Day is a really important moment. It always happens on the 8th of March, fell on a Sunday. Lots of people, I think, were doing things sort of over the weekend or maybe even the week before. But I think it's always worthwhile remembering the important contribution that women have made to our society and the way that we have come together to actually make changes for good. We do live in quite a gendered society, and so it's always important to look back in history, which is what the Dictionary of Sydney is all about.
So what contribution are we looking at today?
Well, I thought it was worthwhile thinking about childcare.
Okay.
Because childcare is all about, you know, allowing women to potentially earn a living.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it's all about women having choices, I guess. And one of the challenges for most women in the 19th century was that the joy or the burden of childcare fell on them, but there was very few facilities for them to in Sydney to actually deal with. So if you were a middle class, lower class, or poor working woman, excuse me, and if you were single, particularly a single mother, for whatever reason, you were deserted by your husband or you did have a child out of wedlock, there were, you know, it was really hard. There was no Centrelink payments. There was no welfare. You had to rely on the charity of others and you had to try and find work to earn a living.
Yeah.
So childcare actually becomes a really important issue. And Sydney doesn't get childcare facilities until the late 19th century.
Oh, really?
And it's all because of women. So, yeah, today we, you know, we sort of have so many options there. There's kindergartens, there's day nurseries, creches, there's sort of family daycare, you know, as well as all the sort of informal arrangements that lots of people make with friends and family. But back in the 19th century, there really was only the options of family, friends, the occasional charity. But a lot of women were forced to actually put their children into institutions because they just literally could not afford to care for them and they had to go and work. This is sort of working class, poor women. So in the late 19th century, a number of women got together and sort of said, this is not good enough. And they were middle class and wealthy women saying, hang on a minute. We're lucky we can afford nannies, but look at all these other women. Yeah. They have to do something. So the first thing that was set up was the Kindergarten Union. That was 1895. And they set up a free system initially, and they were looking after, they were interested more, I guess, in toddlers and so on, and sort of getting them starting an education system and getting them ready for school. But it was not so much childcare, but it was so popular that some women did leave babies and so on with the Kindergarten Union, to the point that in 1903 they went, oh, actually, this is, we can't really manage this. We're going to have kids from like age three up.
Yeah, which makes sense because, I mean, looking after a baby versus looking after a toddler, it's a completely different skill set kind of, but also like demand, it's very different.
That's right. So they sort of said, we're only going to take kids from three up. So then another association established, the Sydney Day Nursery Association, and that was established in 1905, 2 years later. Again, it was sort of middle-class women who established it, seeing the need and had business connections, and they also had sort of feminist reformist beliefs about the importance of giving women that ability to earn their own living and to have some of those choices available and to keep hold of their kids as well.
Exactly. rather than putting them into institutions and stuff.
Yeah, and they felt that a creche was needed to assist working women, and they wanted it to be no cold remote charity, but as they described it, an institution started by fellow women who fully realised the difficulties that beset the paths of working mothers. And I think that's really, wow. I think that's really nice. And I think we have to see this as a radical intervention by women Sydney's history. And, you know, we have to admit a lot of these women were conservative and so on. You know, they did believe that you know, women had an important role in society with children and so on, but they also saw the need of women to actually earn a living, and they were willing to support that. And so this association, the Sydney Day Nursery Association, has been controlled and managed by women all the way. So, you know, women in 1905, fundraising, leasing premises, hiring staff, advocating for children's health and education, you know, bringing in experts, okay, usually men, doctors and so on to assist them. But it's all about them providing an environment that support working women.
Yeah, it's starting an industry essentially. And for a woman to do that in the early 1900s, that's huge.
Yeah. And so the first one was set up, the first Sydney Day Nursery was set up in Woolloomooloo. And then that was a highly recognised sort of working class area in the late 19th and early 20th century. And then they also very quickly followed on with little creches at Darlington and also Surry Hills, and they fed the kids, bathed them, cared for them 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. So quite
a long day.
They had visiting doctors and dentists as well as a matron on site to sort of provide healthcare for the children. And working mothers, it was threepence they paid for this service. So it wasn't entirely free, but certainly the threepence didn't cover all those services.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, having a doctor and dentist being able to come and look after the kids as well, like, that's, you know, they're really getting a bit of a bargain, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And so this service evolved through the 20s and into the 30s. They actually decided, like the kindergarten union, to also start educating toddlers as well.
Wow.
And so they set up schools as well as the nursery creches. So
that's how it kind of developed through to today, right?
That's right. Yeah. So if it wasn't for places like the Kindergarten Union and the Sydney Day Nursery Association and those really passionate women, we wouldn't have childcare like we do today.
Yeah, we're very lucky that a few, you know, richer women looked down and went, wow, you know, we really need to intervene here. We're very lucky.
Yeah, I know. That sort of vision is transformative.
Yeah. Lisa, as always, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Alex.